This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Should we save the bats? Yes, there are a few reasons why. One that tops my list is the amount of mosquitoes they eat, along with leafhoppers, moths, flies, June bugs, and cutworms. Scientists have estimated that they're worth $3.7 billion in reduced crop damage and pesticide use. Holy bat, man.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
The University of Minnesota Extension recommends some plants to keep the bats around and liven up your evening garden. Interestingly, they suggest a plant called Datura. Its other names include Devil's Trumpet, Devil's Weed, and Hell's Bells. So think about that. The other plants are Evening Primrose, 4 o'clocks, Nicotiana, Mock Orange, and Oriental Lilies. Bats pollinate some tasty fruit like mango, bananas, figs, dates, and peaches. And if you like margaritas, they pollinate agave. The bad news is there's a disease out there threatening our local bat population. White Nose Syndrome, or WNS, made its way to Wisconsin and Minnesota a few years ago. The fungal disease has killed millions of bats as it's moved into 33 U.S. states and 5 Canadian provinces since 2006. Little brown bats and northern long-eared bats have been hit hard by WNS. In fact, the northern long-eared bat is listed as threatened. Bats can catch the fungus from physical contact with infected bats, from the surfaces of the cave or mine where they're hibernating, and humans. I have more information on my website, including how to make a bat house. Keep them out in your yard, not in your attic. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.